Hello, welcome. We're here. We're queer. I fucked up. I was gonna, yeah, whatever. Anyway, hi. It's Tuesday, and I've been having a terrible week, but I'm feeling good today, and I think that's because it's just like I've been feeling super anxious the past week, and so I feel like today, I had a shitty day, like, actually, like, shit happened that was shitty, and so I feel like I didn't have time to be worried about, like, just in my head feeling anxious, like, I was just living shit, and you know what, honestly, a win. It got me out of my little funk a little bit, because I've, yeah, probably been feeling like shit since last Tuesday. Yeah, anyway, here we are. I'm feeling good right now. I don't know. I mean, just anxious. Some shit, like, there's been a few times I've been feeling anxious about actual shit, but, like, I don't know, just, like, the, I don't know, I feel like I've been in, like, an anxious spiral where I'm just, like, oh my god, and then this, and so I'm, like, not actually anxious about one thing. It's just, like, once I'm in an anxious mood, I'm just able to find anything to, like, be worried about and nervous about and, like, freaking out about. And so, yeah, that's kind of what's been going on. But yeah, this morning, oh my god, it was so horrible. I was, I literally went to bed at, like, probably, like, 8 o'clock the past 2 days because I've been feeling so fucking shitty. And yeah, so I didn't have my first client wasn't until 9:30 versus 9. And, I woke up, and my commute to work is, like, anywhere from, like, 30 minutes to 45 minutes, and, Anyway, so I leave for work today early. I was gonna get there 30 minutes before my client, but at 9, and so I left at, like, let's see, 8:20 something. I was leaving earlier than that, and so I'm like, okay, cool. And I'm driving, and then there's a little bit of traffic, and my ETA said 9:04. Okay, so I'm like, okay, cool, like, I'll just keep an eye on it, whatever. I drive a little more, there's a fuck ton of traffic, like, sitting still traffic. So I'm like, and that's, like, to get onto the highway, and I'm like, okay, fuck it, like, I'll just take the service road, I know how to get there this way, whatever. And so I go to take the service road. Everyone and their fucking mom had that same idea, and yeah, anyway, so I'm sitting over there, and I'm sitting there, and I'm sitting there for, like, 10 minutes, and now my ETA says 9:15, and so I'm, like, texting my manager all of this, and I'm like, oh my god, like, my ETA just jumped, like, 15 minutes, like, I don't know what to do, I'm trying to get there, I think I'm gonna get there on time, but I don't know, we're not moving, like, freaking the fuck out, because I hate being late, and also, I would have a client waiting on me, so it's not like, oh, no big deal, you're late, it's like, someone is there waiting on me. And so, anyway, I'm like, whatever, sitting there, and then I look over, and the highway has cleared, everyone's just fucking doing on their way, and I'm sitting over here in this fucking shitty traffic from the service road, like, I'm not even supposed to go this way, I was just doing this way because I thought it was gonna be faster, and now this way's taking me longer, and so I was super, I was so annoyed, and my ETA then jumped to 9:29. I was so pissed. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I'm not gonna fucking make it, because at this job, I've never been late. I've never missed a client. Like, there was one time I overslept, but I woke up and I just didn't make it the 30 minutes early. I made it, like, 10 minutes early or something. And I don't know. I mean, there's been a few times I was, like, cutting it close, but I've never missed it. I've never had to cancel an appointment or, like, be later than my client or anything. So, I'm, like, shitting my, you know, I'm like, in the middle of getting a promotion. Like, what day is it? It is Tuesday, and my promotion is technically starting, Saturday, March 1st. So, cool. Like, can't be fucking late. Like, this week I'm getting a fucking promotion. So, whatever. Anyway, I'm flipping the fuck out. I'm texting my manager, and it says 9:29, and I'm like, oh my god, no, no, no. And, like, this morning I woke up and I was like, I'm good. Like, today is gonna be better. Like, it's fine. And I was well rested. I slept great. It was all gonna be great. And now I'm fucking gonna get there 1 minute before my client. If even, like, what if it fucking jumps again? Because it was fucking 30 minutes ago. 5 minutes ago. It was gonna be 30 minutes. Yeah, whatever. You know what I mean. Anyway, so then I finally get driving and I'm like, oh my God, I think I'm gonna make it. I think I'm gonna make it. I'm texting my manager and she's like, yeah, like, I'm keeping an eye on it. And, like, there's no one working the front desk right now. I didn't know that. And so it's like her, like, she has this client and then she's gonna work front desk the rest of the day. And yeah, all this shit is happening. And so I finally am, like, driving and I get on the highway and I'm going. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, do back to the good vibes. Like, I'm gonna make it. It's gonna be great. And then there's fucking more traffic. And I'm like, this one's only yellow. It's not red. And so I'm like, okay, cool. Like, it's gonna be fine. Like, I'm gonna make it. And anyway, it ended up being fine. And I made it, like, at 9:21. So it worked out. But I was like, holy fucking shit. Like, oh my God. And then my client, Miss K, love her. She's the one who I told. I was like, oh yeah, I'm going in to get a piercing after work today. I told her that. Probably like the first or second week of January. And yeah, then she's the one that keeps being like, did you get your piercing? Did you get your piercing? And is like so excited for me. And I'm like, oh, no. But I finally got it. So I was like, Miss K, like, you're not gonna believe this. I got my piercing. And she was like, oh my God, I'm so proud of you. Like, let me see. I'm so excited. And I was like, ew. And she was like, ew, so cute. And yeah, love. So that was super good. I felt good. I was like, she's proud of me. Okay, thank you, Miss K. I love her. We don't really talk that much, but she's cool. I like her. She was excited about my piercing. That was probably our biggest, like, interaction. But anyway, so I have that, and I was just like, that really threw me off, just because, yeah, I really, really hate being late. It, like, ruins my whole day. I'm so upset. And yeah, it's just super fucking shitty. And then, what else pissed me? Whatever. Some stupid fucking shit that just, like, really shouldn't piss me off, but it does. But I can't really talk about it. But I just want you to know I'm fucking pissed. But that was fine. I mean, like, just enough for me to complain about it, not to actually be super pissed off about it. Like, it's whatever. So that happened. And then, oh my God. And then I go to my lunch and I'm out of gas. Shocker. I ran out of gas last night, but I was like, no, it's fine. I'll get it tomorrow. And then I'm in all this fucking traffic and I'm like, oh, I'm going to run out of gas on the side road. I'm not going to make it to work. Da, da, da. And all, whatever. Anyway, so I'm on my lunch. I go to get gas and so does everyone and their fucking mom. And so I'm at the gas station and every pump is taken. And so I'm driving in a circle and then I drive in another circle and then I pull into this one spot. And I guess this other woman was planning on pulling in it too, but she was, like, not even close to it. Like, there was no, I didn't, like, steal her spot. Like, she wasn't beside it. And, like, I guess she was just coming around the corner and planned on going there or something. And she just honked at me. And I'm like, bitch, like, what? Like, it wasn't even close. It's not like I didn't steal her spot. If I would have stolen it, I would have gave it back, okay? And I would have been very apologetic if I didn't, which I wouldn't do that. But either way, I was just like, fuck you, bitch. I'm having a shitty-ass fucking day. And, like, now you're gonna accuse me of stealing your motherfucking spot when it's not your fucking spot. It's mine. Anyway. So, that was that. And then, okay. And then I went back to work. And then, oh, I had two more clients. And then I had a threading. And I'm not gonna lie, I suck at threading. I hate threading. That is my least my least good skill. And anyway, so I had a threading. And luckily, she came in and she was really cool. And yeah, it was good. She didn't really have that much to clean up anyway. So it was cool. And I was like, thanks, Pat. And then, oh, and then I had a gap, so I went and sat outside, and it was kind of hot. It felt really good, except, like, I was in boots and leggings, and I had on a sweater. I did take it off, but I don't know. I was like, meh, okay, I'm not really getting to enjoy the weather. I'm worried about, like, being stinky, and I'm kind of, like, hot right now. Like, whatever. But at least I got to see the sun a little bit. And then I went back and I have one more client. And I like her. She's my regular. She came in for a little half fill today because she's going to be out of town this weekend. So, yeah. Anyway, did that. And then I drove home and I went pee and I pet my cat and I pet my dogs. And, oh my god, and then, so, the last night, I got into bed, and something was stabbing my butt, stabbing me, I'm like, what in the fuck is that? And so then, I, like, am, like, feeling around, and my fucking cat's fingernail, like, was just in my bed, and I'm like, bitch, like, what the fuck? And so I was trying, today, whenever I saw her, I was trying to, like, look at her fingers to see if she's missing a fingernail and what the fuck happened. Like, I don't know, but she wouldn't let me. She got mad at me. She's a fucking sassy bitch. So, I'm like, you know what? I'm trying to help you, but whatever. Like, you just want to be sassy. Fine. I don't know what I was trying to think of, like, a comeback, but I don't got another right now. But anyway, so, yeah, and then I changed, took off my boots, and I took off my sweater, and I put on my Birkenstocks, and I was gonna bring my sweater out here, but I forgot. I brought Cheetos, and my fucking empty cup, bro. I thought there was water in there. There's fucking not. And so, I ate Cheetos, and I had, like, a tiny sip of water, and then it was gone. And I thought, I didn't think. I had a water bottle out here, and it's gone. And, oh, wait. I think I did take it. Maybe. Maybe someone, I want to blame it on someone else. Someone else took my fucking water. So, I'm parched. And I could just go in and get a water. Yeah. But I just don't want to. It's not the vibe. Oh, and, oh my god, I have so much. Okay, so, also, me and Cheyenne, our camping trip, I don't know if I told y'all about this, but we're going to Bonnaroo. It's a music festival in Tennessee in June. And so I'm starting to buy some shit for our little camping site. And so I bought some tapestries because we're going to have like a little canopy tent. And then just put tapestries on it just because it would be so hot in a tent. That's what people are saying. And so they're like, just get the canopy tent and just put tapestries around it so it's like you can have good airflow. So we're gonna do that, and I need to figure out something for the bugs. You can make like sprays and shit so we can put that there. Yeah okay. Anyway so I bought 3 tapestries and they came in and they were cute. One of them was, like, the right size, and 2 of them were a little bit small, but we can still use them. Like, I was just planning on having, like, 1 on each side of it, but, like, these ones are, like, maybe half of it, so I could just, like, you know, tie them together and use them as one. Whatever. It'll be fine. We'll make it work. But they're so cute. One of them is, like, a sun, and then it has, like, little, like, swirly shit and all kinds of shit on it, and it's, yeah, like, yellow and orange and stuff. And then one of them has an orange butterfly, and then it's, like, moon vibes, like, kind of, like, spiritual aesthetic, like, that butterfly with all the, like, yeah, different phases of the moon and everything. And then one of them has mushrooms on it, and then it's, like, rainbow. That's cute. Trippy. But, yeah, anyway, I just got those ones. Those were some of the cheaper ones I saw, and we need a bunch, so I'm like, okay, bet. And then I just actually bought another one because it was on sale for $4 motherfucking. Yes, bitch, and it's big as fuck. It's bigger than any of the ones I bought, so hell yeah. Yeah. Wow, yeah, that's a lot. That was my day. So, yeah, here I am. And yeah, I've been having a super shitty week. I don't know, like, there was a few things that I guess, like, kind of, like, really set me off that I needed to, like, go back and sit with a little bit, but I don't know, my relationship with myself is a little, like, I mean, anything ever I have a lot to learn about, but my relationship with myself is, like, I don't know. I feel like that is definitely something I need to work on, because it's like whenever I'm feeling these things, I'm like sitting there and I'm trying to like hold space for myself and like try to figure out like why I'm like the deeper reasons of why I'm upset, or like what's causing me anxiety, or like what how I really feel about some situations. And yeah, I don't know. I feel like I just like some things I just need to feel. Like I just feel like I know I'm a deeply sensitive or a deeply feeling person. And so like I don't know, sometimes I just like life just is like too much and I just need to like feel, like really intensely feel. And so let's see, I did that. I guess I did that on Sunday night, and I don't know, I laid there for like 2 hours and I was just trying to like get my shit together. And then I was like still feeling shitty and I was like, I'm never gonna get over this. And so I don't know, I ended up texting my mom and I was like, will you come in here? And then she comes in there and then I'm just like, because like my mom is just very much a fixer, so she just wants to like fix anything as soon as it's wrong. And so she's like, what can I do, what can I da, 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 da. And it's like, and I'm like, for me, like that is like adding to my problem, because whenever I'm upset it's like I can't even like, I'm trying to figure out what's wrong myself, so you trying to figure out what's wrong with me is giving me another task, because now I need to figure out what's wrong for you and also for myself. But it's like in two different, I don't know, but that's definitely something that me and my mom have had many conversations about. And like I feel like she kind of is, she gets it a lot more than she used to, because I'm just like, whenever I'm in it, I can't say that. I can't be like, mom, I just need you to be here, because I don't really know what I need. I'm trying to figure out what I need. But then once I'm done, I'm like, ah, oh, girl, like, I don't know. Because she's like trying to like figure out, she's like, yeah, she's just trying to figure out all these solutions, which I'm very thankful for. And she is trying to be really helpful. And I know she has great intentions, but it's like when I'm in that, like, I'm just trying to survive that. I don't need a solution. I'm just trying to like navigate what's happening, why I'm even upset. Because then yeah, she's like, what's wrong, like what's going on, like can you tell me like what's happening? And I'm sitting there and I'm just like, I don't know. And I'm just like bawling and like, I don't know, I'm just crying forever. And then I stop crying and then like she'll start talking and I'm like, I don't know. Then I start crying again and I'm just like, no, like whatever you're saying, no to that. And like, I don't know what, but not that. And yeah, I probably cried for like 3 hours. And then by that time she's exhausted. And then I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I think I'm feeling a little better. And so I felt better. Yeah, after, and we didn't even really talk that much. Literally, she sat there and like scrolled on her phone and like, or just sat there and was like, feeling upset because she couldn't really help me. And yeah, I don't know, that's all I needed. I just feel like I need someone to witness like how upset I am, like how like hard my life is right now. Like, I don't, not even that my life is hard, that's what is like extremely confusing. Because in the past whenever I've gotten these like weird like anxieties or like depression, it's like I also hate my life, where now I love my life. Like, I feel like I'm very, like, I'm really grateful for my life. Like, I really love my life right now. And so it's weird whenever I'm feeling so upset and so, like, overwhelmed and, like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I can compare it to burnout, like, that kind of overwhelming feeling, but I don't know. It's not burnout. Like, I don't feel sick of anything. Like, I don't feel like my life is in a loop or anything like that. Like, it's not burnout. It's definitely just, yeah, I've just been feeling so anxious. I don't know. Used to, it was like I only felt the, like, depression side of everything, and I didn't really feel that anxious. Now, I feel like I'm so anxious. Like, I don't really feel like I feel the depression side of it, and I'm just on the anxiety side now. But that's just my experience. I don't know. Obviously, for everyone who experiences anything, it's different. But from my personal experience, that's where I'm at. And I don't know. I mean, I just feel like I've taken medicine before. Yeah, I was taking medicine hardcore. Like, let's see, I guess. I think after high school is whenever I got diagnosed. Yeah, and then I took medicine for a while, and then it was kind of helping, but then it wasn't helping, so I went and they upped my dosage, and then that was way too much. I was like, it was really bad. I was just taking Prozac, and whenever they upped my dosage, like, I think I felt like way more depressed. I don't really know the math behind that, but like, I was like unstable. Like, I don't know. Like, I don't know. I remember there was this one day, like, I went. Oh, my. I was at my old house. My dogs were chewing up something, and we had a little camera in the living room, but we couldn't tell what it was. And so I was like, I'll just go home and check because my work was like 10 minutes away. And like, I have plenty of time. We didn't even open for like another hour and a half, and I was already set up ready. And so I was like, I'll just go check real quick. And then my boss was like, you just left, which I had done before. And like, I kind of did whatever the fuck I wanted, I'm not gonna lie. And so like, this wasn't like out of the ordinary that I left and came back. And anyway, like, he just got mad at me that one time, and I was like, of course it's fucking today. And I was like, I just like, I okay. And I hung up the phone, and I literally just like, that just like set me off, and I was like literally like spiraling. Like, I was so upset, and I was just laying on my couch like dead. I was like, I literally can't move. Like, I'm so upset. And like, that's the deepest thought I have, literally. Like, I was trying to get to the bottom of this, and I'm like trying to like investigate, and it's literally just like, I'm so upset. Like, that's all I can like say. That is, I'm just feeling so much. And so anyway, yeah, that was my depression, like, yeah, back, that was what, like 2 years ago. But then I feel like after that I kind of turned my whole fucking life around. No, but yeah. And I don't know, I just have like really developed a love for my life now. But yeah, that has come with anxiety, I guess, because I don't know, I'm so scared. And like, since I made like my biggest fears episode, I'm like, now I feel so scared of everything. Like, every single day I'm like, oh my God, I could say this, I could say this. Like, because if I think about anything too deeply, it is really fucking scary. And I don't know. Obviously, like, worrying about it isn't gonna prevent things from happening, but jeez. Yeah, I don't know. And I would say I felt like my anxiety was pretty bad in like July. I had a lot happening in July. I was like trying to finish up planning my whole birthday trip, and like, I don't know. There was like, I had to have a hard conversation. Let's see. That was with Cheyenne, and that was the first time that like I ever brought anything up to her. Like, that was kind of like a big step in our friendship, because before it was like we were part of a friend group and we had like gotten closer and we had hung out a couple times, but it was like our, yeah, like we hadn't really had any like, I don't know. I don't want to say fights, because it really wasn't a fight. It was like, I don't know. I just felt weird about something she said. Just a first confrontation, I guess. And so, conflict, I guess we'll say. And so, yeah, I was so nervous to talk to her, but I talked to her. She's a queen. It was awesome. And literally, it was like a fucking 5 minute, like, not even a 5 minute conversation. And it was just like, oh my God, yeah. Like, it was just like a miss. Like, I don't know, whatever. So, yeah, July was super fucking stressful. And what else? I don't know. Oh my God. And then on the airplane back, we went to Puerto Rico, me and all my friends and my mom. And on the way back, everyone but me was sat in the back half of the plane, and I was in the front half of the plane. And I had took an edible before, a lot of edibles before. And so, like, I was really feeling it by this point, and I was so anxious. I was like, oh my God, no. Like, if the plane, like, breaks in half, like, I'm going to be the one to survive because I'm with the pilot. Like, they're at the back of the plane. They have no shot. And it's all of my favorite people. Like, it's all of the people that I fucking love. Like, I don't know what I would do if my mom and all my best friends, like, they all just die at once and I just, like, I survive. Like, that was my thought process because I was on the front half with the pilot. So, I feel like I would have a better chance at life, but... I mean, shit, I guess we don't fucking know. And all this, and you know what? I'm terrified of planes right now. All these plane crashes and plane shit is freaking me the fuck out. Like, I do not want to fly, which really upsets me because I really wanted to take a trip, like, now. And so, yeah, but I'm, the flying, I cannot do that right now. I'm so scared. yeah, fuck. But, anyway... So, where was I going with that? Oh, I was feeling so anxious. Like, I literally was sitting at the front of the plane crying. And I was like, I just love them. Like, I hope they're okay. And then I fell asleep and it was fine. And we landed and it was fine. I'm a sleeper. I get on the plane asleep until we land. I get on the plane. I put my seatbelt on. I'm obnoxious a little bit. I'm not gonna lie. I have this, like, inflatable pillow. It's that one where... it's kind of like a rectangle, but, like, without a corner. I don't know what that shape is. I don't know. I'm sorry. I'm stupid. But anyway, and so it's, like, there's a little hole, and you put your face in the hole, and then there's two holes on the sides, and you can put your arms through, and, like, kind of, like, hunch over. Horrible posture, and, like, uncomfortable for any other situation, but for a plane, it's fucking perfect. And, anyway, it's kind of like, you know, whenever you're, like, in school or something, and you would put your backpack in front of you and kind of rest your head on that idea a little bit, but it's a pillow, and so I have to pull that out, and I blow it up, which it takes, like, 30 seconds, but while I'm doing it, it's just kind of weird. I'm like, oh, sorry, and so, yeah, I put my seatbelt on, so whenever the flight attendants walk past to make sure, they can see that's on, and I get my pillow, and I have a pashmina, and I put that over me, so I'm completely covered, and my pillow's covered, and I'm out, dude. I'm literally out until we're landing. It's so awesome. I love it, because the first few flights I went on, not like this, but probably, like, my last, like, 10 flights, perfect. I love it. Except for the beginning of that one, but once we took off and it was fine, I was out, and... Yeah, let's see. So that was July, and then I would say since then, I mean, I've been feeling slightly anxious, but I haven't had any, like, great, like, days-consuming anxiety until this past week, so that kind of blows, but I don't know. I mean, it's been fine. Like, that started, what, like, I guess I had a little situation Tuesday that, like, upset me pretty bad, but then I think Wednesday I kind of ignored it, and it was fine, but then I got on here and talked about fucking boys, like, what's fucking worse than that, so I did that, and I don't know, I maybe that's why, maybe that, like, brought up some shit for me, but damn, yeah, that makes sense, but, yeah, so that, and then, let's see, what other day, Friday, oh my god, Friday at work, I had, like, I don't even know, like, I just, like, got so upset, and I was, like, in, like, a spiral, like, it was so horrible, and it was, like, probably, like, an hour long, and I mean, it was fine, I was literally sitting there lashing while doing this, but in my head, I was, like, freaking the fuck out. I literally was like, I'm about to die. I'm literally gonna die right here. And yeah, I was just losing my mind. And then yeah, I don't really think I like I didn't like sit with that at all. I was just like, oh yeah, like that was weird, whatever. And then I just continued with my life. And then Saturday, me and Cheyenne went to a rave, my Christmas present from her. It was awesome. And then I don't know, I just feel like I don't know, we talked about like my situation the day before, like just how I was feeling so anxious, and so I don't know, that had me thinking about it. And so then, like, I guess really Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, the past like 2 days, have been, like, the worst of it, but, like, I guess so much shit leading up to it. So, yeah, but, yeah, I don't know. The beginning of Sunday was really cool. Me and Cheyenne went to breakfast, and it was so good. We literally went to the same restaurant that we went to last time. We sat at the same table, and we ate the exact same food, and both had the same exact mimosas, and we both had two of them. So, and then we went to the park, which we went to a different park last time, or we went to the square last time, but same idea. We did the same shit. We went and laid down, and then we walked around, and then do to fucking do. It was awesome. But yeah, once I came home, I was just like, no, like, I'm not feeling good. I don't know what is going on. And yeah, I tried to record, and it was honestly horrible. Like, I'm like, I want to keep it real. I really want this to be super honest, and like, I want to yeah, I just want it to be real. But at the same time, whenever I'm like at the end of my day, or I'm, I don't know, not in the mood, or if I'm stressed or something, like, I don't know, then my energy, I'm like talking monotone, I'm like, well, I guess here we go again, like, I don't know, I'm just feeling like this, and I don't know, and I think that's fine for, like, in person, like, people who actually love me can put up with that, but I don't know, like, it's not entertaining, like, this voice sounds way more like, I don't know, this just sounds more like Mia's, feels more interactive, I guess, like, I feel like this is better for you as well. That's the main focus, but I don't know. I mean, also, I just prefer this voice. Like, I prefer this energy of me. But sometimes, you know, it is just my anxious, shitty, not so fun and inviting voice. But I don't know. I mean, I have this in me right now. So if I needed to post an episode like that, okay. And I thought I might need to. That's why I recorded it. Because I was like, I have to post something. Like, I have to have something. And that was going to be it. But then today, I was driving home, and I was like, you know what? Yeah, we're going, baby. We're going. And so here we are. And I'm feeling good. I'm honestly, literally, as I'm talking, I'm feeling so much better by the minute than I've been feeling, yeah, the past few days. So, yeah, but anyway, yeah, so I recorded an episode that day, and I was like, yes, I want it to be real, but I don't like that voice, but I don't know, I was just kind of talking about, like, yeah, my anxiety. I don't think I've said any of the same things, like, that I said last time, but, you know, I mean, it's relevant. I like this one better. This one's cooler. But, oh, yeah, and I, like, slightly mentioned earlier that I got my piercing. Yeah, me and Jalen finally did that. My original plan was, I have a hoop in my nose, and I was gonna do a little stud right next to it so I could have a little double, but then I, like, got scared, and I didn't do that, and so I got a second cartilage piercing on the same side, and I got it right under my other one, but I think I wish I would have got it, like, a little bit lower, because, which, the piercer, awesome, 10 out of 10, she made sure I liked it, we did all the shit, like, she did her job, but now that I'm just, like, living with it, because the hoop, it's, like, when I have it in, it's angled down, it's not sitting straight, and so when it's at the angle, it looks like it's touching the stud, it's not, but it looks like it, and so it kind of looks like one piercing. Granted, the stud that I do have right now, is a pretty fucking big stud, and so, I mean, I have that, and then at 6 weeks, I can change it, and then, I mean, it's, like, if I do want to wear a stud hoop, then I could just do the stud on top and the hoop on bottom once it's healed, but I don't know, I mean, it's whatever, I like it, and I probably won't do that, I'll probably do two hoops, because I like the hoops better, and they're way more comfortable, because I've been wearing this one that is, oh, so cute, but it fucking hurts, my hair's always stuck in it, and it's, like, it's so uncomfortable to sleep with or lay with or anything, because it's, like, it's not a stud, because, well, it's, like, studded, so it has a stud, but then it has five little rhinestones, and so it's, like, kind of in, like, it like goes with the shape of your ear, and it kind of looks like multiple piercings maybe, but it's just, but they're all connected, so maybe not, I don't know. Anyway, it's just one, but I won't be able to wear that anymore. I didn't think about that whenever I was like thinking of the placement. I was just like, oh yeah, a double cartilage, like cute. But I mean, I guess I'll have two now, so whatever the fuck, I can do whatever I want. But yeah, I don't know. I mean, I like it. It's fine. It's a earring, you know. It's like, it's not, it doesn't really matter. Like, this is just, it's my ear, dude. Like, so I don't, but it is really cute, and I am excited to wear two hoops, but I am a little bummed that I won't be able to wear that other one anymore. But well, I guess I could wear it like maybe with a thin hoop in there, because right now I have a hoop in my cartilage in the first one, and it's a nose ring actually. But low-key I love it, because I have this pack of like colored nose rings, and it has all different sizes, and I only wear two of the sizes, so I can put the other one in my ear. But it's really cute because it's really thin and it's colored. I feel like no one ever has like colored hoop. No, that's not true. None of my friends do. No one in my direct life has any colored cartilage hoops right now. But anyway, I like it. I'll keep that up. But I'm excited. I really like it. I want to have like a cute like earring stack now, which is annoying because I told myself I wasn't getting any more piercings after my nose, because I just hate the healing process, and like getting a little bump on them is so annoying. And that happened for my cartilage last time, and then that also happened to my nose, and so like it was just super fucking annoying. And it's like then you have to worry about sleeping, and like I don't know, it's just a whole fucking thing. And so yeah, I don't know, I was like, I'm not doing this. But here I am, I did it, and now I'm like, yeah, I need a cute earring stack. And so my plan right now is I want to get my seconds and thirds. I feel like that's like a staple, like you have to have your seconds and thirds. And so I need to do that, but I'm scared of doing them all at once. But my studio that I go to, that's my tattoo and piercing studio, they have a buy one get one free on Tuesdays. And so I'm like, well, I have to get two. So I want to do my seconds and my thirds, but I'm kind of thinking of doing them like one ear at a time. Okay, hear me out. That sounds a little bit weird, but here's what I'm thinking is I'll do my ear, because my one ear has, okay, my right ear has my first hole, my lobes, and then the two cartilage piercings. And then my left ear has just my first one. And so I'm like, maybe I do the second and third hole on my left ear only, so that way I can sleep on my right side and not have to worry about both ways being uncomfortable. So I do my left ear first, so there's three piercings over there, but there's also three piercings over here, just not the second and third. And then once that heals, I'll go back and I'll get the other ear. Sounds weird, but I don't know, I feel like smart. So that's my plan, but I don't know if I'm actually gonna do that. I might just do my seconds and then my thirds, or all of them at once, which will be fucking crazy. I'm scared to go like have them all one at a time but in the same sitting, because it's like, I don't know, I think obviously the cartilage is like a lot worse because it's a lot thicker, and like I don't know, yeah. But so I don't think the lobes will be that, but I got my first holes when I was a baby, so I don't know. But then I have my nose ring that didn't hurt at all. I have my belly button that didn't hurt at all. And then yeah, so I don't know. But if, okay, but you know what, I'm gonna say this, but I don't know if I'm gonna stand on this, but if this cartilage gets a fucking bump, I'm not getting any more piercings. That's my vibe right now. Honestly, might change, because that was my vibe my last two piercings. So I don't know, I guess we'll see. But I feel like I definitely want a cute little stack right now, so I don't know. But yeah, we'll see. So that was fun. And then Jalen got her like helix, I think is what it is, where it's like lower than cartilage, but higher than conch, I think. So, yeah. Super cute, super fun. Really, it was worse than I thought because I was like, any of my other piercings, like, they didn't really hurt. It was just the healing process and getting the little bumps. That was, like, the worst part of it. So, I was like, nah, just a quick little poke, like, ain't no thing. And, like, I definitely felt it, like, it was in slow motion. Like, I felt like it break my skin, and then when it went through, and then when it came out, like, I felt, like, every little bit of it. So, yeah, that was not super fun, but, I mean, it was fine. I would rate it, like, like, 4 out of 10, but, or 5, no, like, 5, 5.5, yeah, like, it was a good hurt, solid-ass hurt, and then, yeah, it hurt for, like, the rest of that day, and then, let's see, it was fine the next day until I went to, oh, yeah, and then going to sleep was a bitch, but then Saturday night, I was fucked up, and, oh, and I was at Cheyenne, so I didn't have my neck, because I had a neck pillow, that's what I've been sleeping in, so that way I can just put my ear in the middle of it and not have to worry, but I move like a motherfucker in my sleep, and so, I mean, I start off with the neck pillow, but I don't know where the fuck happens, what else happens the rest of the night, but anyway, at Cheyenne's, I didn't bring the neck pillow, and so, I was like, fuck it, like, just gonna try to sleep on the other side, but you never know. But whenever I sleep with someone else, I feel like I sleep a lot more, like, not as crazy. Like, I still move, and I, like, rotate back and forth, but I, like, in my own bed, I'm rotating back and forth. I'm, like, flipping all over. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But, anyway. So, yeah, I slept without the neck pillow that night and it was fine. So, I came home and I was like, yeah, fuck the neck pillow. Because it's not comfortable. I'm just trying to not be in pain. So, yeah, I haven't been sleeping with it. It's been great. Yeah, today it really doesn't hurt at all. Like, I've been trying not to get it stuck in my hair. The first day I did a little braid right outside my ear, just, like, in that first little row to kind of keep it out. But that didn't really help that much. So, I've just been trying to wear my hair up to not have to worry about it getting fucking stuck and pulling on it and fucking it up. So, I feel like I've been doing good about that. And then, yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like it's really sensitive to the touch. Now, I can finally put my hair behind my ear without, like, I don't know, worrying about that. Just my little baby hairs that stick out. But this is my favorite hairstyle that I'm wearing. This episode has been pretty fucking useless, but honestly, I love it. Like, last episode was sucked. Like, it was good, but, like, it sucked talking about that shit. So, and I will get back to that. Probably the next episode we'll be back to fucking more boy shit. But for this episode, we just having some fluff. It's a safe space. You know, everybody's safe. We don't have to worry about anything getting too crazy. I don't know what I was gonna say is that I was saying this is a fun episode and I was just talking about nonsense. I was talking about my hair. Oh. This is my favorite hairstyle currently. I do it at rate. Okay, well, here's the thing. Okay, so I have my hair parted in the middle to about like halfway and then the rest of it is pulled back into a ponytail. Kind of how a slick back ponytail would look, but it's not slick back. I just put my hair up in like a ponytail with a little bit of a part. And then doing two braids in the ponytail. That is like, hell yeah, that's my like favorite thing. I feel so cool because it's like not just the one braid, because anytime you wear a braid you're cool, so having a ponytail braid, super cute, super fun, but basic. Basic braid, but I have two. Okay, so I'm literally the fucking coolest person you've ever met in your fucking life, and I have two braids in my one ponytail and I love it. Like, I don't know, I think Jalen, like, maybe not, oh no, I saw it on TikTok, but I made Jalen do it, because whenever I start a braid from the back, because I can French braid, I can do the two braids, and, like, I used to braid everyone's hair on the bus, like, I can do anyone else's hair, but whenever I start my own braid, like, the first three, like, twist, I go, but I do them weird. And so if I have my hands on the back of my head, it's weird. But if I do it on the top of my head or the side, I can do it perfectly fine. But just in the back of my head, I don't like the way it looks. So yeah, I had Jalen do that. But that is my fucking favorite hairstyle. And like, it just feels like effort. But it's like, because it's like cooler than just one braid. But it's like, same idea, just like just a little like surprise too. So I really love that, and whenever I've been going to raves lately, this is my go-to hairstyle. And then I'll pull out two front pieces. Oh my god, that is my fucking favorite, the two braids in front of my face. Oh, I'll fuck that shit up. I'm never gonna stop doing that for any rave ever again, no matter what my hair, what the rest of it's doing. I'm always gonna have the two front braids, probably until I die. That is my favorite. If I die, I'm telling you right now, if I die anytime soon, make sure I fucking have my two braids in the front of my face. Like, pictures for reference, in my phone, I have selfies from every rave I go to, and that is my fucking favorite thing. So, thank you. Do that. And honestly, can you, well, my ponytail will probably wouldn't be comfortable in my coffin. I'm not gonna have a, I'm not, well, what if you have a funeral, but, like, then you're gonna, oh, no, you don't have a funeral if you cremate someone, right? I don't really want to be cremated. I don't know. I have a lot of options. I think I want to donate. I'm a donor. I don't know. But then I want to donate my body to, you can, like, donate it to, like, the school so they can, like, study a dead body. Like, ew, that would be so cool. Like, take me apart, bitch. But, and they're going to be like, oh my god, this girl has the coolest tattoos ever. Like, oh my god, she's so cool. I bet she was so cool, like, before she died. No, I don't know. But yeah, I don't know. I just feel like that's cool. That's what we did with my grandpa. Yeah, I don't know. Because our old neighbor, her dad is, like, a professor and, like, I don't know what he teaches, but I think it's, like, some shit, because he's got, like, a bunch of, like, bones and body parts, like, it's some sort of, some, I don't know, something. But, yeah, that's where we donated my grandpa to, and so I'm just, like, donate me, I guess, fuck, like, I want to be of use until I can, remember me, like, you better remember me, motherfucker. So, yeah, I don't know how we got to my death. Oh, because my braids. Yeah, I guess probably shave my head and donate that too, but whatever. Tell me that they're braided. Whenever you show anyone a picture of me, make sure it's a picture with my double fucking braids. No. It can be whatever. I don't give a fuck. But yeah, anyway, I love this hairstyle. It's so fun. I want to go drink. I'm recording this on Tuesday because tomorrow I'm going to be helping Cassidy move. She got a house. And so we're going to be doing that, probably a lot of the day. So I'm going to upload this in the morning, before I go there. And then, yeah, I'll be doing that all day. So that's why I'm recording now. But I don't know. I want to go drink, but I couldn't. I tried to go grab a drink after I got off work with Adriana, but I called her and she was fucking busy, stupid bitch. But whatever. So I was like, okay, fine. But, and it was like, I was like, I can't wait for you to not be busy because I got to go record. So, but now that I'm recording, like, we're fucking already fucking 50 motherfucking minutes in, like, ew. And I'm still fucking ready to party, so, I don't know, I'll probably call her again after we get done here and see if she wants to go grab a drink, and if she's still busy, and if she is, then I'll just call my other friends, and I'll go drink with them, bitch. But, yeah. I don't know, I guess we'll see, but I don't know, just because the weather was so nice today, like, I just kind of want to sit outside, and I haven't been to this one bar that has, like, this giant, like, patio, and, like, and not patio, I guess, but, like, outdoor seating, and it's so cute, and they have all the lights, and the weather is still really nice, so I just want, and I am wearing my fucking cool hairstyle, bitch, so Like, I just want to go drink. But, yeah, it's almost 8. That's not bad. That's not bad. Because it's not like I want to go, like, get fucking wasted. I mean, I could. But, yeah, like, I'll just, I don't know. I just want a little margarita right now. Like, God, is that a crime? I haven't had a margarita since, well, Saturday, because it was National Margarita Day. So, I mean, and then I had a mimosa Sunday. But, I don't know. Before that, I don't know the last time. But, yeah, it was National Margarita Day on Saturday, so happy motherfucking holiday, bitch. I hope you had a margarita. Margarita is probably my favorite drinky drink ever. What else do I have to say? I feel really good right now. Like, I don't know. Once I get going, I feel, like, out of my funk. But I hope it lasts because, yeah, like, Sunday night after me and my mom hung out and I just cried forever, I felt good for the rest of the night. But then I woke up and I was still like, I'm still not feeling great. And then, yeah, I went to bed. Like, I got home, I showered, and I did my fucking taxes, and my fucking tax return was $22. Are you fucking joking me? I was pissed. I thought I was gonna get, like, a few hundred, a little something. No, baby. 22. Okay, fuck. So, yeah, that sucked and was a waste of my fucking time, but whatever. So I did that, and then I was like, $22? Like, are you kidding me? Like, whatever. And so, yeah, then after that, I literally went to bed, and then I woke up at 3 a.m., and I was wide awake, and I was like, no, bitch, I'm going to bed. I thought about, I was like, maybe I'll get up and, like, get something going, like, start my day. And I was like, at 3 a.m., bitch, you're fucking insane. So, yeah, I went back to sleep, and I was awake for, like, probably, like, a minute, and had all those thoughts, and then I went back to sleep, and then I woke up at 7, and then I went back to sleep, and then I woke up at, let's see, my alarm was set for 8:05, and I woke up, I think I woke up at, like, 7, like, 40 or 50 something, and so I ended up just laying there and hanging out with my kitty cat, and then Oliver came in there later, and that motherfucker, he's so, like, he's always on crack, and, like, I don't know, my cat, whenever I'm sleeping, she'll just come and, like, snuggle with me a little bit, just for me to pet her, but she will still be chill. My dog comes up and licks my fucking face, and he's like, I'm like, bitch, shut your ass up. And, yeah, but then he'll lay down. He just wants to give a good lick in the face first. And so, yeah, he did that. But then he's been, on it, low-key, he's been pretty fucking snuggly lately. So, I'm done hating because he's been a snuggle bug because we don't hang out as much anymore. Because, yeah, anyway. So, whenever we do hang out, he does snuggle with me. Because, yeah, he's a crack ass. He doesn't usually love to snuggle. But, like, he loves to give kisses and be in your fucking lap going insane. But he doesn't, like, chill snuggle. But I feel like he has lately. Thanks. I love you. My little puka booty butt boy. I love him. But what else? So, my tattoo artist is back in town. She was on vacation, but she back. So, I think I'm going to book to get a couple tattoos because, yeah, I've really been wanting some, and I'm so excited, and I really want a fairy, but I really can't find, like, a good inspiration. Like, I have one picture, because I want it, like, I want the body, like, pretty small, or, like, not pretty small, like, I want it to be pretty big, like, probably, like, 5 to 7 inches long, the whole thing. And, like, I don't want the body to be the main focus. Like, I want the body to be pretty simple. I want the wings to be the main focus. And I want them to be, like, pretty cool and detailed. And anytime I look up fairy tattoos, everyone just has, like, I don't know. It has, like, the elf ears. And, like, I don't know. It's super, like, minimal. But, like, the fairy I'm wanting, like, I want it to look like fucking Barbie Fairytopia or something. Like, I don't know. I just want, like, I don't know. I want the hair to be cute. I want the wings big. Yeah, I don't know. So I'm trying to look for some things on that. But then I also, of course, I want the more I see, the less I know. I'm getting that, bro. I'm telling you, I'm getting that. And you know what? I think quote tattoos, like, my initial reaction is like, ew, cringe. But honestly, they're so cute. Like, I just love, like, writing on the body. Like, I don't know. All my quote tattoos, I'm, like, obsessed with them. Like, I just feel like they look so cute. And I just feel like having the more I see, the less I know, and, like, a little circle would be so cute. And I also want, man, I feel like a woman. Because, like, feminism, obviously. And, like, also, like, I love that song, obviously. And also, like, that song has, like, been my fucking jam since I was, like, fucking, like, 7. Like, Shania Twain was, like, I don't know, my biological dad, like, put me on that song. And that was my fucking shit, like, my entire life. And now, like, honestly, that song is in my top 5 favorite songs. Like, that's my fucking pussy popper. Like, I'm obsessed. And yeah, also feminism, like, woman, yes. And yeah, so I want that, but I want that one to be like a little wave, like, not in a straight line, like, wow, wow. I don't know how to, like, I just want it to be, like, wavy. I don't want it to be straight. I don't know, I just said that, but I just said it again, and I feel like you got it that time. But anyway, I think that would be cute. And then, what else do I want? Oh, I'm gonna get this frog. Literally, no meaning behind that. It's just so fucking cute. My tattoo artist did it on her flash. And it's just, like, a little frog. And it has, like, little flowers on it. And, yeah, so fucking cute. I'm obsessed. And so I want to get that. And then I want to get some sea life. I want to get, I don't know, something mushroomy, like, I'm thinking, like, a little, like, fairy garden vibe. I think I said that last time, but that's what I'm thinking. And I want to get some sea life, and then I want to get, like, a little, like, camping stuff, because I'm a fucking camper, bro, if you didn't know. No, just, like, a little, like, travel-y kind of vibe, because I'm a little, like, travel girl. And what else? I don't know. I just want to be covered in tattoos. I love them. I think they're so cute and fun and, like, yeah, self-expression, bitch. No, I don't know. I just, like, I love them. It's so cool. So, yeah, after, I don't know if I'm going to do my full arm, at least the bicep, but then the frog is going to be on my lower arm, but, and then I have another one on my lower arm that's pretty small. So, I don't know. I don't have any plans for, like, any next plans for my forearm other than the frog, but I'm sure I'll get some shit at some point. But for now, oh, I have a ladybug on there too, fuck. But after I don't know, have a pause on my arm, I guess I want to start on my back. I want to get patchwork, everything, honestly. Like, maybe I'll get something big somewhere on my body, maybe, like, my I don't know, nothing, like, I don't want anything too dark. Like, I just feel like I like it, like, I don't know, it feels like a doodle. Like, I just feel like I love the patchwork look because I, as a kid, like, I always drew on myself everywhere, my entire body, and I was like, I'm gonna get so many tattoos. Like, I'm gonna get this tattoo and this tattoo and this tattoo and this tattoo, and, like, I don't know, I've just always, like, dreamed of having tattoos. And, like, and the doodle bears, do y'all fucking remember those? Like, I don't know, I just always drew all over myself, and, like, I just loved having, like, drawings everywhere. And it's, like, I can't draw, like, some big masterpiece, so maybe that's why I don't want a big dark tattoo. But I can draw a bunch of little fucking shit, like, the line work. I can't do it, obviously, like, I'm not, like, talented, but, you know, like, I could trace that or something. And it's fun because I can color them in. Like, sometimes I'll get bored and I'll just color my tattoos, and, like, that's my favorite thing ever. Like, I feel so cool. And it's like, oh my god, like, today she's pink, tomorrow she's probably also pink, but still. But I have a few color tattoos, but they are all pretty much, like, line work. I have a purple one, I have a blue one, and I have a little pink one. I plan on getting a bunch. I think I have like, let's see. I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I think I have 11 right now. Am I? I feel like I'm forgetting one. I feel like I have 12, but 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. What? Oh, 11. Okay, wait. I guess I have 11. I really don't know. I think I have 11. But yeah, no, I want a bunch. I think they're so much fun. And I don't think I'll ever regret them just because it's like, what the fuck? Like, it literally doesn't matter. Like, it's just a drawing on my body. I don't think, like, I'll ever be upset about that. And my tattoos are so cool. Like, I'm obsessed with them. I literally love every single one. Like, I have one I got on my ribs, and like that one, if I don't know, I don't want to call it my least favorite, like that's rude, but like I guess if I could change the placement, I would, because the guy I went to was like kind of an asshole, and it's a butterfly. Shocker. But I was like, yeah, I want a butterfly, and I had a butterfly I wanted because I was really like specific about how I wanted the wings and like the size and the position of them. And I found this one picture, and he was like, oh no, I can't do that. Like, you have to find one, like find a different one. And I was like, okay, like what the fuck? And so I found a different one. And he was like, oh, you can't do that either. Like, here, look on my iPad, and showed me like all of these ones. And I was like, okay, like I guess I'll get this one. And so he like. I was like, I want it on my side, but like lower than my boobs, but like right under, like the side of, like, it's not on my boobs, like, but like on the side. Like, I want it, I don't know, whatever. Anyway. And so then he puts it like on my stomach, like literally way too far forward, way too low, like just whatever. And I was like, I'm sorry, like, can you move it? And he was like, oh, I guess. And like, I don't know, like, he was just like, honestly, an asshole about it. Like, I had a really bad experience, and this was my second tattoo, I think. Yeah, it was my second, and yeah, so I had to move it, and then he put it too far up, and it's like on my boob a little bit, like my side boob. And so it's like whenever I'm naked, like one of the wings is like a little bit limp. But I mean, I don't really give a fuck, even at that, it's like. Yeah, if I could go back and like redo it, I would have just told him, like, you know, like, I don't, like, I wouldn't, if he's being an asshole, like, bitch, this is going on my body. Like, I care. I want it to be how I want it. So fuck off. Like, I'm paying you. But I don't know. Like, I was, yeah, just a little scared girl in a man's world. And so I didn't say anything because I was like, I already said something once. Like, he's mad. And yeah, it was just a lot. So I just got it there, which I think it's so cute. I don't care. And I usually have on a bra. So, and I don't really fucking see it. It's on my ribs. Like, and yeah, I don't know. But I'm obsessed with it. I think it's so cute. But I guess, like, if I could, like, change anything, I guess I would change that. But I still wouldn't change that. Like, I love it. I don't give a fuck. And yeah, and it's like, sometimes butterflies have like a limp wing, like she's just a little weaker. Okay, like, God, what's wrong with that? Like, whatever. She's a queen, but I love it. I haven't looked at it in a long time. Now I'm gonna go look at it. But yeah, I don't know. Even at that, it's like just barely, like, and yeah, I don't really see it, so it doesn't really matter. Yeah. So that's that. And yeah, I pretty much just want to be a tatted fucking bitch. But yeah. Yeah, tattoos over piercings for sure. But because once I get, like, I want to get my seconds and thirds, and then, like, maybe one on my left ear to, like, Maybe. I don't know. Maybe. I'll have something. But, yeah, then I want that to be it. Just because earrings are so cute. And I feel like they're such a fun, like, accessory. Like, you can make them look so cute and have, like, such a cute earring stack. But also, like, I got a lot of fucking hair, and I'm always pushing my hair behind my ears, and I don't know, I just don't want to have all that shit getting stuck in shit, so I might not go, like, too crazy, but, I mean, second, third holes, like, I feel like that's pretty standard, like, pretty basic, and my hair's not really gonna fuck with any of those, but, yeah, I don't know, I might get that one that's, like, kind of, like, lays, like, inside your ear a little bit. But I don't know, because I do wear headphones. I don't know if that bothers that. I don't know, whatever the fuck. But that's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. And yeah, I don't know. The nose, I don't know if I would do that. Like, I don't know if I really want that, because, like, I don't really want it right now. But I do want to get that one, like, fake piercing where it looks like two, but it's just one. Like, it looks like a double, but it's just one hole. And it's, like, two hoops. I think that would be really cute. But I've only seen those in, like, gold and silver or black. And I want it in pink or, like, teal or something. But whatever. I haven't looked that hard. They probably have that somewhere. But, oh. Ooh, ow. My back hurts. I got, like, a weird, like, not a cramp, but, like, whenever I lean that way, I was like, ooh, I feel it right there. But, anyway, this was so much fun. Yeah, we'll probably get back to the fucking boy shit next time. Lame. But, yeah, I just wanted to come in and talk about something else. And I do have other topics I want to discuss, but I feel like that would be, like, a little bit difficult to, like, I don't know, have, like, a super serious, not super serious, but, like, a more planned out topic, and then be going back and forth between all these different topics, where this one's just, like, kind of, like, fluff, like, it's kind of, like, random, it's a lot lighter, and so, whenever you're, like, oh, what, where do we leave off on the boys, you can just be, like, oh, brown, and then kind of keep it going. But, anyway, I hope you have a great day. Yeah, and this one's gonna be posted probably earlier in the day, maybe. But that would be weird because I'm usually posting them late at night. But, yeah. I guess now we're doing this. But, anyway, wish me good luck tomorrow, because I'll be moving upstairs and downstairs and all around everywhere. And gotta do all this shit. Which, low-key an era, like, this is kind of iconic because I helped Cassidy move into these apartments. And she's lived there for 4 years. She did move to a different apartment in the same complex, like a different one. And I didn't help her move there, but I helped her move her shit from her mom's house to this apartment 4 years ago. And now I'm going to be helping her move her shit from this apartment to her house. Bow. Like, that's so cool. Shout out, shout out. She got her house. She got her house. But anyway, it's super cute. We drove past it the other day, but I'm excited to see it in person. And her neighborhood is so cute. Like, we were driving around a little bit and, like, I guess you can just have whatever color lights you want on your whole roof, and you can have Christmas lights up if you want. And so everyone had, like, these LEDs and Christmas lights and all kinds of stuff, and, like, they were so, like, there was a lot of pink, and I was like, yes, because at my old house, I had to take my pink lights down because someone was pissed off about it. Fucking bitches. They were so cute, but whatever. And they were just, like, pink Christmas lights. I just had them on the house. Because they were cute. Duh. But whatever. Anyway, yeah. I love you. I hope you have a great day for the rest of your days until I see you again. And even after that. Okay, love you. Bye.